Depression, anxiety, and autoimmune symptoms after birth is not how it's supposed to be. There is a much better way, and I'm here to show you how to do just that. Hey, my friend, I'm Miranda Bauer, a mother to four kids and a biology student turned scientist obsessed with changing the world through postpartum care. Join us as we talk to mothers and the providers who serve them and getting evidence-based information that actually supports the mind, body, and soul in the years after birth. Hey everyone, welcome. I am so ready to dive into this conversation on postpartum nutrition and how it's so deeply related to postpartum depression. And I feel like this is often left unsaid. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's actually really scary. And when I talk to groups of people, they're like, no way. Is this really true? There's so much misinformation and misguidance on this. And so I'm going to blow you away and really unravel some of the complexities and challenge the norms of postpartum depression, especially as it relates to nutrition. In our modern world, postpartum depression remains one of the most underdiagnosed and misunderstood obstetric complications. And it's estimated over one out of seven women experience postpartum depression. And that prevalence is likely even higher due to cultural stigma, limited research, and actually I believe that number is quite outdated. Suicide ranks, for example, is the leading cause of maternal death in the first year after having a baby. Really, we are completely underscoring the urgency of addressing this issue. And despite its widespread impact, postpartum depression and anxiety often go unrecognized and undertreated or not treated at all. And oftentimes we treat it with medications, which never really address the root. Stay tuned for that episode on hormone balance, which is coming up next and what that really means. But also it's often treated with therapy, which is amazing, but doesn't always get to healing. Let's be honest. Many of us can be in therapy for years and never get anywhere. So the root cause of postpartum depression extend far beyond hormonal fluctuations and societal pressures and really dive into the depths of nutrition. Yet conventional medicine approaches often overlook these critical components. And a lot of times that means a mother is suffering in silence. And also, I want to say that a lot of postpartum depression is rooted in nutrition depletion. People often freak out when I say this. It's sometimes, again, people tell me I'm flat out wrong. And I can understand that. It's not talked about. For one, nutrition for moms has always been about weight loss and breast milk production. It's definitely not health and healing. Providers are not trained in this. Major organizations like Postpartum Support International, they refuse to talk about this. We're told it's all about the lack of community support, which is a huge component. Don't get me wrong. But what about those who have support? Right? I want to tell you a little bit about my experience. When I first started doing this work as a doula, oftentimes I was hired by upper class people who had a multitude of support systems already in place. They had house cleaning services. They had somebody coming to their house to walk their dogs. They had the privilege of staying at home and getting all of the support that they needed. They were able to see all of the different providers. They had a masseuse. They were getting chiropractic care. They had me as their doula coming in to support them. A lot of them even had, you know, whatever it was that they needed. They had the privilege of having, and they didn't have to stress about money. They had a solid home and they had people in their sphere, in their community who also had babies that they were connecting with, and they got to go to mom groups and they didn't have to go to work, you know, all of these components, but they were still suffering from postpartum depression and even anxiety and even autoimmune issues. And I kept thinking to myself, what am I doing wrong? Because here I am as a doula whose role is to provide them everything that they need in hopes that they don't experience this, to make their life better, to help their entry into motherhood so that it feels beautiful and connected and healthy. And this was not happening for so many of my clients. And oftentimes, and this is what happened to me too, I remember so many people saying, hey, are you okay? Are you feeling good? And I'd be like, oh yeah. And deep inside, I'm like, no, I'm not okay. And so even for those people that I was serving and doing really good work with, you know, I'm doing great. You hear that and you're like, oh, wait a second. Are they really doing great? Are they really doing great? And the answer was no. And when I started investigating further, not only for my own healing after the birth of my son, I had extreme postpartum depression, debilitating postpartum depression. I could not understand what was happening. And the clients that I was serving, again, were experiencing this. And when I started doing all the research and looking at cultural analysis, you know, and looking at anthropological studies from around the world, what I was noticing was that they put so much emphasis in the food. And it wasn't just about, here's our cultural practice and you're going to eat this food because this is what we've done for thousands of years. It was the thing that brought community. It was the thing that nourished deeply. And many cultures around the world, nutrition is the thing that is the connection between God and our bodies. And so there was this profound like, huh, wait a second. What do you mean nutrition is such this deep reverence connection? And maybe there's this new depletion kind of thing that's happening within our bodies. And so I started playing with it. And I did feel better after a little bit of time. It was probably a matter of a couple of weeks. And when I started introducing herbs and drinks and things like that, it was like such a huge difference. I remember the first herbal concoction I made for myself. And I recommend, this is a part of my entire postpartum nutrition plan. Like it's all laid out in there of the herbs to use along with your nourishment, but they're so nutrient dense and they don't require any necessary energy to absorb in the body. It's just readily available, or what we call bioavailable. And I had that drink for the first time and I was like flying off the handle. I was like, I'm going to go to the store. I was able to get groceries. I came home. I cleaned up my house. I was like, whoa, this is a whole new person that's happening here. And I started implementing that work with my clients and they were like, whoa, this is amazing. I feel the difference. And I think that was such a revelation for me and for so many people. And actually, that is how Postpartum University came about and why I train professionals now. Because when I was working with my clients, I would have their providers call me and say, okay, this person is no longer on medication and they say it's your fault. Or this person is no longer needing XYZ, you know, therapy because you were able to support them in getting out of a really deep depression. How did you do that? And I wasn't operating in that way. I will tell you, I'm not a medical provider. So it was only nutrition education. It was like, here's how the physiological body shifts in postpartum. And here's all the great nutrient dense foods that you could eat. And honestly, I am not a person who loves to spend time in the kitchen. So in the very beginning, I was serving these nutritious meals, especially as a doula, you would come in and cook these meals for moms and families. And then I really kind of wanted to get away from that. It's not my ideal kind of thing. And I know a lot of people feel the same. If it is, perfect, awesome. But I really just wanted to provide that education. Here's how your body's changing. Here's how to listen to it a little bit more and support it nutritionally. Here's some really amazing recipes that you can use that are nutrient dense and help your hormones and help with absorption and really that nutrient repletion that we all need so deeply. And then that is when things really exploded and my phone and my emails were off the hook with providers saying, please tell me what you're doing. I need to know what you're doing. Hey, I'm going to be 100% straight with you. The postpartum world is changing right now, and I know you feel it. It's in the politics, our community spaces. There is an urgent need to implement a different approach to postpartum health. If you're an alternative provider or postpartum advocate, you need to be with us in the Postpartum University Pro Membership. Get the method, the tools, the handouts, the advanced trainings, and so much more to not only help your clients and your business grow, but to help you grow too. MarketWatch says that the afterbirth services and nutrition and support is set for extraordinary growth by 2030. Don't miss your opportunity to help women and families who desperately need your holistic support. Go to www.postpartumu.com/membership. We're accepting registrations right now, and we can't wait to see you there. Really take this in for a second, because if the key to unlocking healing and eliminating postpartum depression lies not in a pill, but in nourishing our bodies from within, we're taking away the pharmaceutical and the corporate needs, the financial liabilities. We are taking back our power. And I'm going to tell you, that's not where a lot of people want you to be. The healthcare industry relies on you and your clients consistently going back, consistently not feeling good, not getting your needs addressed, so that you always become a client. And when we insert herbalism, when we insert nutrition, what we have is we have our power back. We can help our own bodies. We can tune in. We can listen. We can grow our own foods. We can go to the grocery store, for heaven's sake. And there it is, everything that we need and nothing more. And again, I want to acknowledge that although I know with 110% certainty how deeply nutrition impacts mood disorders, I also recognize there are far more components to this story. I actually address many of those core components in episode 125. So head over there, go listen to that. But what we need to recognize is that one, we have a major problem when it comes to postpartum depression. It is at epidemic levels. And two, very clearly, no matter how much medications or therapy we're getting, there's still an issue. And for many moms, it also goes beyond getting all the support or having all of the support. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we have stars, you know, people, celebrities who are coming back and saying, no, I had depression, I had anxiety, and I had everything. I had nanny care. I had all of it. I had financial stability. I had support out the wazoo. And yet I still experienced it, because there are some major psychological changes that are occurring that we need support with. There's a lot of unknowns that we're going to experience. And two, so many of us are taught that one, either nutrition doesn't matter, or two, it matters enough that you should consider it for breastfeeding or weight loss, and your nutrition needs to come from salads and smoothies. And really, those are some of the worst foods that you can take, because the physiological changes that take place in our bodies greatly impact this. I had the privilege of speaking this week in the Microbirth Conference, the 2024 Microbirth Conference. There was over 3,500 providers that were present. It was on fire, y'all. It was absolutely amazing. I learned so much about the microbiome. I was taking notes on so many different people that I want to have here on this podcast. They are just such a wealth of information. The amount of work that's being studied here is just incredible. And I got to speak, I got to share what's changing within our bodies and why this is such an important component. And I'll tell you a little bit about these biological changes. We already know that they occur, right? Everybody who's ever been postpartum knows that our bodies are changing. But many of us don't know that the changes are happening, a lot of those changes are happening to our nervous system. And although there's this normal physiological birth process, and it allows for the release of oxytocin, and oxytocin supports the parasympathetic nervous system. It provides the pain relief, the feelings of calm. We know that that's generally not the case for most modern births because over 30% of women are rating their birth as traumatic. I believe the new statistic of that is up to 45% that I just recently saw, but I didn't get to read the whole article. So I don't feel comfortable just, you know, throwing that out. So between 30 to 45%. Medications during birth, including epidurals and Pitocin, really hinder oxytocin levels. And then we know that babies that are not skin to skin right after birth impact oxytocin levels. So the central nervous system is being greatly influenced in a way that puts us into a fight or flight state, right? So when we have fight or flight or the sympathetic nervous system activated, it deeply changes digestion. And so many of us are living in a state of high stress, and that prolongs sympathetic nervous system even more. And the ability to digest foods becomes a challenge. Those digestive juices, the gastric acids, the enzymes, they become a deficiency. And my postpartum nutrition certification program, we call this a digestive deficiency. And it remains from birth on until the stress is reduced. And oftentimes that's not what happens. We live in a state of continued stress. Then we have inflammation that is occurring within our bodies. And we know that when there's inflammation present and it sticks around and becomes chronic inflammation, which is often what happens in postpartum, we're in an acute inflammatory state. The process of giving birth puts us in that. That is a normal thing. And it's super helpful for healing our body. It sends all of the right messages to our body that says, hey, we need support here, tissue repair, hormone support, all the things. We love that. We want that acute inflammation. But when we're high stress, that acute inflammation becomes chronic inflammation. It doesn't leave, and it takes us longer to heal. It eats up all of our energy, and it creates a havoc on our nervous system as well as our digestive system. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, like connected dots have been connected in science and research over and over and over again, that depression is not a serotonin deficiency. What it is an inflammatory process that's occurring within the brain, oftentimes related to the gut. So if there's inflammation within the gut, we know without a shadow of a doubt that that is a precursor to depression and anxiety, meaning that if you have inflammation in your gut, then we can predict that you're going to have depression or anxiety or both. It's so interconnected. It's so related. And yet we don't talk about it. And when I mention it, people are like, what in the world? Are you serious? This can't be. You're fear-mongering. No, I'm speaking the truth. I'm speaking the biological normal truth of what is occurring here. And I tell you, those in the microbirth conference, those providers are applauding. Right? There was a huge applause for everything that I share here because I stayed after and I was talking with so many and they're like, oh my gosh, that was so concise. I cannot believe we haven't put those pieces together, that we are not addressing postpartum care in this way. There were so many thank yous. And I know that so many of them have taken the information that I provided and was going to incorporate that or are incorporating that into the work that they are doing because they understand that deep connection now. So really, there is a deep, deep connection between postpartum nutrition and postpartum depression. These are the interconnected pieces. Boom. That is it. That is it. That is the connection here. So I hope you have enjoyed this conversation. If you loved it and you stayed till the end, thank you so much for listening in. Please leave us a review. It means the world to us and it really helps us know what amazing content to create for you. Until next time. I am so grateful you turned into the Postpartum University podcast. We've hoped you enjoyed this episode enough to leave us a quick review. And more importantly, I hope more than ever that you take what you've learned here, applied it to your own life, and consider joining us in the Postpartum University membership. It's a private space where mothers and providers learn the real truth and the real tools needed to heal in the years postpartum. You can learn more at www.postpartumu.com. We'll see you next week.